Today on McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country, we head to the chocolate capital of the world. Hershey, Pennsylvania is where three Whippeal teams went for a state championship, and our cameras were there before, during, and after. Youth Football in Steelers Country Hershey Special starts right now. Hello and welcome to this special edition of Youth Football in Steelers Country presented by McDonald's. I'm Missy Matthews. It's our 2012 season finale, and we've got three teams, all with unbeaten records, who represented District 7 in Hershey. We were there every step of the way as Clairton, Aliquippa, and North Allegheny all go for PIAA gold. It was a record-breaking day for North Allegheny, who was seeking their second state title in three seasons as they took on a Coatesville team who was making their first ever appearance in a state final. Aliquippa and District 3 champ Wyomissing staged one of the best title games in recent memory, but one team had to suffer their first loss of the season. We'll take a look back at some of the best plays and memorable moments from this 2012 season with our plays of the year. But first, we start with Clairton, and what else can be said about this team? The accomplishments that they've racked up are startling. Five straight Whippeal championships, three consecutive state titles, and there's that win streak, which stood in 62 games and counting. All that was left for the team this season was to capture a fourth straight PIAA championship with a win against Dunmar. And it was a challenge they proved they were ready for. Before making the trip to Hershey, the Bears held a final practice at their very own Brown Stadium. And for a team who had won the previous three state championships, this would seem like familiar territory.
We don't get to check Davenport, we just play BB.
But this year's Clairton team carries the additional weight of extending the nation's longest current win streak, as well as the lofty expectations that have been generated by their own dominance. For Clairton, it's about more than just a state championship. It's about representing a town that has become synonymous with its football team. It's about continuing to carve out a legacy as one of the best teams in state history. And it's also about that special senior class that, after losing their first game as freshmen, reeled off 62 straight wins.
And this is our last time out here for the seniors on this field. You shouldn't leave anything, everything you got. I know you will, because you've been that kind of players all 4 years.
And as they boarded the buses to leave for Hershey, they knew for all of that to continue, they just had to do one thing, and that was to win.
They always say that styles make fights. Well, how about the styles we have today? Dunmore is big, physical. Clairton has the speed. Really your classic power versus speed matchup.
Are you ready?
We don't lose. Not about losing. Y'all know that. It's what we do. So go out here today. Play your heart out. Play your hardest. Do what you need to do. So when we leave that field, we're going home champs.
How to play this game without star Titus Howard, but the other two members of Clairton's Killer Tees, Tyler Boyd and Tarish Webb, spearheaded the Bears' attack for the game's first score.
And they'll go to Boyd. Big hole to run through, and Tyler Boyd will walk into the end zone for his 43rd rushing touchdown of the season.
Later in the game, there was no margin for error with Clairton having the ball at its own one.
They'll look for Boyd across the middle, and Armani Ford finds him. Great patience and a first down pickup in Dunmore territory. Throws to Terrace Webb, wide open inside the 30, all the way down inside the front 20-yard line.
18 plays and 97 yards later, there again was no margin for error with the Bears facing fourth and goal from the 2.
Following the timeout, they'll spread it out.
Go, Tyler.
And they'll throw the football over Alphabet's hands at Terrace Webb.
Oh, Tyler!
The Bears could not convert but still maintain the 6-0 lead, which meant Dunmore would have to score, a task that proved to be difficult based on the stellar play of the Clareton defense.
Kill squad 3. 1, 2, 3.
Kill squad. Regular pro. Watch the gut him tight. Gut him tight.
With the half coming to a close, Tyler and Terrish proved to be too much for Dunmore to handle.
Webb goes in motion, and Ford wants to throw his way. And it's caught by Webb. He makes a man miss and dives into the end zone for a touchdown.
In the second half, there was a heightened sense of desperation. Each team knew the game was teetering on the next score. For Clareton, one more score would seem to all but put the game away. And to give up a score would give Dunmore the confidence necessary to take down the mighty Bears.
What a great effort by Terrace Webb to make the catch and get a foot down at the 29-yard line. Now Ford will just run with it. Breaks a couple of tackles, breaks another one at the 20. 15 needs one more block. He'll get it as Armani Ford will take it in for the touchdown. 29 yards on the run.
On this day, the Bears sealed the deal with a 20-0 shutout of Dunmore to take home the crown, the first in Class A since 2004.
I never even thought about it. Only, like, as soon as we lost our first year, our freshman year, like, I never thought we was going to be on the page we are now. But, you know, I'm blessed and happy for what we accomplished, you know.
It felt good off the other three times, but this one, it means so much more because this is my senior year. It's my last time as a Clareton Bear, man. It's my last time playing with these boys, man.
They lost their very first game and won 63 in a row now. And they really were a special senior class, especially the three Division I guys. They're just fantastic.
So Clareton did indeed win their fourth straight state championship. And with that win, they became just the third school in state history to accomplish that feat. And the streak, standing at 63 games, is still intact and currently ranks as the 13th longest streak all time. Still to come, Aliquippa roll through their season. Well, that all changed in a hard-fought battle against District 3 champ Wyomissing. Highlights and more from the AA championship are after this break. Stay with us. Welcome back to this special edition of McDonald's Youth Football in Steelers Country. Aliquippa has rolled through the 2012 season, averaging over 49 points per game on offense and giving up only under 6 a game on defense. And they also forced the mercy rule on 12 of their 15 opponents. If anyone seemed like a sure bet to win in Hershey, it was the Quips. And they appeared ready to do just that when we caught up with them the morning before the game. Quips began their day with a team meal at a restaurant about a mile from their hotel.
The first time I've ever been to the States, so I'd have to take it home.
It's got
to
be true that it is a good feeling, though. Not just enjoy it, you got to remember it, make the best of it.
The players scarfed down their food in hopes that it would provide them the fuel they needed to bring home Aliquippa's third state championship in school history.
I'm trying to get the PIA. Got the whip, you. Time to be state champs.
After a quick trip back to the hotel to gather up their equipment, the Quips boarded the bus one last time to play one last game to decide who Pennsylvania's best AA team would be. For Aliquippa, that is what they had played for all season, and they were focused on the task before them.
Always difficult. This is hard to do. People don't understand that to take a bunch of kids and play for 22 weeks. This is 22 weeks I've been with them. And for them, for both teams to be 15-0 at this point is certainly a great accomplishment for both teams.
Ring chasing, baby, time to be great.
Aliquippa was seeking their first state championship since 2003 when a guy named Revis was suiting up for the Quips. And he was in the house to see Aliquippa burst right out of the gate, pounding the District 3 champ with their bruising run attack.
They right now are in a third down and goal to go from the one. And they'll give it right back to Henry, and he'll easily get into the end zone.
Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
Good surge up front, and Drayvon Henry, no problem, getting it into the end zone, and the Quips strike first. Poor Younger's in a world of trouble in the backfield, throws it up, and there's turnover number 36 as it's intercepted by Malik Stewart. Terry Swanson with a big hole, and he knows what to do with it, all the way down inside the 30, a 32-yard run for Terry Swanson.
On the Quips' next possession, they again marched right down the field, but as they got inside the Wyo missing 10-yard line, they encountered a problem that would plague them throughout the game.
They're going the quick count again. It's a toss this time to Henry, and Henry will not get there. And so the Spartan defense bends but does not break, and Mike Stanek sees that his team let an opportunity get away, and Wyomissing will get it back. Third down and six for Wyomissing from the 5-yard line. Mason Smith breaks free. He's at the 20, 25, 30, and still going forward to the 40-yard line. The Spartans finally break free.
Wyomissing used the defensive stand as a springboard of momentum for their offense and their run game specifically, which put the Quips on its heels in the second quarter.
Anzalone back at fullback, Smith wing left, Pazzo wing right. It's Smith on the play that got it. Pazzo sprints the end, and Mason Smith will take it in, 13 yards and a touchdown.
Mason Smith capped a 99-yard drive for the Spartans, and the Quips found themselves being tested, something that hadn't happened too often this season. Aliquippa put the resolve on display to close out the half.
And Anzalone is the return man. He'll call for fair catch. He lost it. Ball is loose on the ground. And Aliquippa says they have it. We'll wait and see. And they do. So Alex Anzalone fumbles for the second time. And Aliquippa gets tremendous field position. Handed off to Drayvon Henry. Great blocking. And Henry blinks it through at the two. Breaking a tackle in the process. 10-yard touchdown run.
Each team had a scratch and claw for everything in the second half. It was a tightly contested game in which Aliquippa seemed in control of, but their red zone troubles began to cripple their chances of winning.
Oh, here comes Mason Smith. He's going to break it. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 36 yards for the second time today. Mason Smith finds the end zone.
The Quips were down, but not out. The defense made crucial stops down the stretch to give their offense opportunities to take the lead. And an opportunity came ever so close to turning into success.
Different quarterback flags come down as the ball goes straight up in the air. And on the intercept, Darian Fields was the quarterback on the play. They had Shagog lined up as a wide receiver.
And the Wyomissing Spartans are going to win the first state championship in school history, and the first state championship ever for a team from Berks County.
The Quips came up just short in a bid for their third state championship. It was a valiant effort, but it was not to be, as Wyomissing beat Aliquippa 17-14 in what was certainly a memorable game.
It's a great season, great bunch of kids. The seniors and juniors that we have, they put together a heck of a season, and we just didn't play well enough, and they played well enough. That's the way it works. That's what sports is about. That's a chance you take when you come out here.
The Quips fell just short of perfection, but it was still a fantastic season, and the Quips can hang their hat on the fact that their key contributors, Terry Swanson, Drayvon Henry, and the other juniors, will be back next season. And don't be surprised if you see Aliquippa right in the mix this time next season. On the way next, North Allegheny saved their best for last in a record-breaking performance on the biggest stage. That and more after this break. Welcome back. North Allegheny was the third and final Whippeal team looking to cap off an undefeated season in Hershey. During the course of the season, the Tigers proved they could win any style game, However, the matchup with Coatesville intrigued many because it was widely considered the only way to beat NA was with speed, which Coatesville had plenty of. But the Red Raiders quickly found out that they, too, did not have the answer and would suffer the same fate as 15 teams before them. NA head coach Art Walker has been in this position before. Standing in front of a room set to deliver a message to his team on the eve of a state championship game, there was a palpable sense of nervousness in the room as 96 pairs of eyes stared back at him. But Walker's calm but direct demeanor, as well as his artfully crafted words, turned the anxiety into ambition.
I want you to think about everything that you've worked for, the chemistry that you've built, the friendships that you've forged with one another, and the memories that you've already created and the ones that you already have. But you can end this how you want to. You all have a hand in writing the ending of this script tomorrow. In 24 hours, it's all going to be done. I genuinely want you to think about it, to dream about it, to envision it tonight, and then earn it tomorrow.
It's the 15-0 North Allegheny Tigers and the 13-2 Coatesville Red Raiders.
Getting here is one thing, but that's not the goal. The goal is to get here and win it. You know, we came here to play a football game, and the purpose is here now, why we're here, is to play a football game and win it against a very good opponent, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Every single guy be great, every single snap. Believe in each other and go get it.
Second down and goal from the 8. Play action fake. Leftwich rolls out as a wide open receiver. And walking into the end zone for the touchdown will be Skyler Cox.
Coatesville had all the speed, but it was North Allegheny who came out of the blocks first as Mac Leftwich found Skyler Cox for the game's first score. But it was certainly not NA's last.
Cox spins out of a tackle. Football is on the floor. North Allegheny has it and nothing in front of Brendan Conniger but daylight. And the Tigers are going to turn a turnover into 6 points. Jack Henderson in the backfield. Play action fake. Hunt steps up in the pocket. Hunt's going down. The football first again. This time with the football, it's Kevin Edwards, and he's going to go the distance as well. 52 yards and a touchdown. Oh, my.
After back-to-back scores from the Tigers' defense quickly put NA up 21-0, Coatesville could either roll over or fight back. They chose the latter.
There's an opportunity on the kickoff return as Coatesville finds an opening. And on the return is Isaiah Flamer, straight-arming his way down almost to the end zone. And the Red Raiders will take it into the end zone. Emmett Hunt, the quarterback keeper, takes it home for the score.
The Red Raiders were on the board, but it wasn't going to matter on this night. North Allegheny was on a mission, and that message was sent loud and clear with two more scores to close out the half. Showcase some of their much talked about speed, but in the end, all that did was delay the inevitable. The Tigers reeled off three more scores, putting the mercy rule into effect.
Which was the throw for him, a time to throw. Finally, unloads it into the end zone. Darity trying to make a diving catch, and he does hold on. Touchdown, Tigers. Fullback Nick Cully gave a great block last time, and DeShauntis will follow him again for a touchdown.
E-O-E-O-R.
And off, breaking tackles, Nick Cully, the fullback,
who's been blocking all night, is going to set a state record for the North Allegheny Tigers in total points, 60 yards for a touchdown.
North Allegheny put up a state championship game record, 63 points, and in the process put the finishing touches on a perfect season by defeating Coatesville 63-28.
It's been amazing. I love my teammates to death. You know, they really accepted me whenever I moved in, and I wouldn't have rather finish off this season with a game, with anyone else.
It feels great, especially the way we did it. I mean, we went out and we ran the ball real good, and Mac's a great quarterback. Just feels good to be 6-0 and be the first perfect state championship team from NA.
They're great. I mean, it's the best group of kids I've ever been around from the standpoint of 3 years. But I just think these group of seniors, you know, they were so focused last night at the hotel when we went to bed that, you know, they wanted to end this thing the right way. They wanted to finish it the right way, and that was by winning and making a 16-0 season.
With the win, NA climbed up the ladder in some national polls where we found them ranked anywhere from 12 to number 3. As Patrick Kugler said after the game, it would be nice to have some sort of national tournament. And while that won't happen this season, nonetheless, it was truly an amazing season for the Tigers. Coming up next, we put a bow on the 2012 season with our plays of the year. You're watching McDonald Youth Football in Steelers Country Hershey's special. We'll see you after the break. The season has been a fantastic one with many great performances by individuals and teams. It has been a pleasure to bring you the best in high school and youth football all year long. We end this 2012 season of youth football in Steelers Country with our plays of the year. Enjoy, and we'll see you again next season.